Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your market update for April 24th, 2024. Did you guys know or remember that there's a Fed meeting next week? What are they going to do? Well, we're going to focus in on the data that they're going to review right now. So what you're seeing on the screen right through here, these are rates, mortgage rates posted by Mortgage News Daily on a daily basis. You can see mortgage rates on the 30-year fix drop just a little bit. We're probably going to give that back and maybe more today. So let's get over to the data that we want to review. The economic news for today, really all we have is durable goods orders. And you can see it skyrocketed, went from 0.7 all the way to 2.6%. But there's a lot of spending in here, especially from the government, that makes this number kind of look a little bit higher than possible. So when we look at the durable goods orders, you see right here, it was a spike in the orders. But if you really focus in on the numbers and you go to what's called the core CapEx, this pulls out like defensive spending and things like that. The number dropped considerably. And I don't think the market's really watching this, because you could see the last reading was, I just reviewed this. The last reading was 0.7. It was supposed to drop all the way down to negative 0.2. It actually came in at 0.2. So that means we went from 0.7 to 0.2, a major drop in the manufacturing piece of this report. So that's one of the things that the Federal Reserve is going to monitor. Also, the rest of the week, we have the number one Federal Reserve with a monitor in regards to inflation, the PCE. It's expected out on Friday. It's giving us the core month over month and then the year over year. We want this number in the low twos. That'll make the Federal Reserve happy. So that's what we're looking at right now. So this is the only data in for today, and the market's not liking it. Right through here, you're seeing the MBS market. Let me get my calendar out of the way. You're going to see the MBS market right here, and it's getting kind of hurt a little bit. We're down 17. So would you guys understand, the people that watch me on a daily basis, you know what's going to take place. But for those that newbies out there, what I want to explain to you guys is how this works. How do we figure out where mortgage rates are going based on, you know, the markets? Well, we focus in on the mortgage-backed securities market. It's a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. It's right there. Okay, what you need to monitor is the price of the bond. So right now we're at 99.44. You're going to see this change as I'm talking. That price of that bond is down 18. Okay, so what that means is if the price of a bond goes down, it pushes up the yields, okay? So we don't like when the prices go down. We like when the prices go up. And if we look at basically, let's go to a five-day chart right through here. We're seeing, you know, where we were down here, then this spike up. So that means rates got a little bit better, but we're giving it back right now. So don't be surprised if rates are going to go back up to maybe 7.4, maybe 7.45. Don't think we're going to hit 7.5 today. But the main news I want to explain to you guys is the Federal Reserve's meeting next week, and we're seeing that right through here. This is the CME FedWatch tool. So we follow this on a daily basis. I've been following this for years. Now a lot of people are starting to follow this as well. What this is telling us is what the expectations are that the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meeting. So you're seeing right through here, what's the likelihood the Federal Reserve will change the federal funds target rate at the next meeting. What you need to know is the federal funds target rate is 5.25 to 5.5 right now. What is it? What is the federal funds rate? What's not in the interest rate you pay on your credit cards or your car or your mortgage. It's basically what banks charge each other if they need money. So what happens at the end of a day is the bank, to be solvent, they have to have X amount of money in reserves. So let's say Citibank needs $1 billion in reserves each night before they close the books to be solvent. So at the end of the night, they're short. They're like, oh man, we got to get some money from somewhere. So they'll get money lent to them from another bank. And that's what the federal funds rate is, that how much money the bank pays the other bank in interest. So what you're seeing right through here is there's expected to be no change. So let me get my head out of the way. So the federal funds rate right now is 5.25 to 5.5. You can see right down through here. Okay, so what the expectations are is there's a 98% chance the Federal Reserve is going to do nothing. Now, what's happening right now is people are saying, well, what are they going to do at the future meetings? Are they going to cut? What are they going to do? Well, let's look at the probability factors right through here. So these are starting to get a little bit pushed out, like a lot of people expected. So at the next meeting in May, nothing going to happen. Okay, so there's a 98% probability they're going to do nothing. Then in June, same thing, best 85% chance that they're not going to do nothing, anything. Sorry about my bad English. And then from there, now it's kind of a little bit skittish. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, maybe it won't happen until 2025 or whatever. So we don't really know what's going to happen with the Federal Reserve. They change their minds all the time, basically meeting by meeting by meeting right now. But one of the things that's really, I guess, helping the economy, but hurting when it looks, when it comes to the Fed, is corporate earnings. Corporate earnings, meaning people, these companies are raising their prices and we continue to buy and buy and buy. Let's look at some of the corporate earnings. You see Boeing over here. Blew past earnings. You go through here, Tesla expects growth, well, layoffs, but AT&T beats on subscribers, Wall Street bosses, Biogen beats profits, analysis assembly, the tech rally continues, U.S. orders for business equipment ticked up. So you can see the consumer is still healthy. So that's actually good in a lot of cases, but it's bad when it comes to interest rates and affordability of stuff, especially stuff like homes. So what the expectations are, the Federal Reserve is really not going to do anything right now. So it's going to be completely, you know, monitoring data. And I'm on that field. A lot of people are like, Dan, you keep saying the interest rates were going to drop. Well, yeah, so did the Fed. The Fed told us at the beginning of the year they're going to cut rates three times. Now, most of those, if not all of them, might be off the table. So you got to analyze this data on a daily basis. If you're looking to buy a house right now, it's really tough to kind of pinpoint exact time to lock in your loan and basically even what kind of loan products are out there for you. So my name is Dan Frio. My goal here is to help assist you guys when it comes to home ownership. I'm not here to say you have to buy a house. I'm just saying if you and your family decide it's time to buy a house, I'd love to help you. I'm a mortgage loan officer licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I would love to help you navigate this environment. We have a couple new things on our website. One is the Grant Finder. I bet you see all kind of down payment assistance programs and things like that, and you're like, well, how do I get these things? How do I apply for them and so forth? So this one's pretty simple. We do all the work for you, but to start out to see what you qualify for, hit the Grant Finder. You're going to go through just probably about six or seven questions, and it's going to tell you, did you qualify for any of the three grants that we're offering right now? One of them's up to $10,000, and there's no payback on that. So if you want to find out more about that, you know, visit our website, therateupdate.com. You can check out the Grant Finder right there, or you can even put in an application. Hit the Apply Now button. Now, if you've put in an application, you're waiting for your consultation, or you're backed up, please call us. Don't wait, you know, a week or two for a consultation. Just give us a call. Your application's in file. If it's not, and you're still questioning some things, call us. We'd love to help you even over the phone. There's one of three of us going to answer the phone. We don't have a huge call center. When you call in, you're going to ask for Dan, Alan, or David. That's it. That's our whole call center. How you find us is scroll all the way down to the bottom of our website, and you're going to find that information right here. You can give us a call at 844-775-5626, or you can email me directly at dan@therateupdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. Don't forget we have a live event today with Kyle Seagraves of Win the House You Love. Him and I work together, and we're answering all your first-time home buyer questions and any other questions that you might have. That is at 2:30 Central Time today. Love to have you there. So can't wait to see you there. If you don't join us, I hope to see you back here tomorrow. Take care, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic day.